Uh-huh, I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Did you hear what I said? I said Steve Harvey got a radio show. Got a radio show because he finally got some sense in his head. Stop trying to take matters into his own hands all the time. If you include God in your plans, if you confide in him and confer with him, you'd be amazed what he's got in store for you. You cannot, I will repeat this, you cannot outplan God. God is the greatest planner. I mean, just look around. There's so much evidence of his planning. Look at the heavens and the earth. I'm really talking about the sky. I have not seen heaven. Who am I? But I'm saying, look at the sky. Look at the earth. Look at the pictures you see of wondrous places all around the world. That's God's work. He planned that. Now, let me ask you something. What have you thought of in your mind that can top that? There's proof that he's the greatest planner of them all. So if you confide in him, if you confer with him in your planning process, you can wake up and be glad. You can wake up and rejoice. You can wake up and be happy. You can stop the depression in your life. You can. If you just get out of the way and let God do what he do. Because no one, I'm going to repeat this again, because no one can do it better than God can. Please email me if you think you have someone or you know something that works better than God. Email me. We can have an email debate about the issue. No one does it better than God. And since you have him available to you through this incredible weapon called prayer, why would you not tap into that? Steve Harvey got a radio show. That's the best way I can put it to you. Okay, how was that? Was that cool? Because I there was another way. Okay, what's today? Friday? God willing, he wake me up and keep giving me life. On Monday morning, I'll try it again. I'm just trying to make the point. I hope you feel what I'm saying. Anyway, don't worry about it. We're going to have a good one this morning, y'all. I said we're going to have a good one this morning, y'all, because the way we do it right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we thoroughly convinced that this is the way you ought to get up and do it, man. This is the absolute best way to start your day. We don't do nothing around here without, first of all, stopping and giving thanks and honor to Almighty God, because God is deserving of your honor. God is deserving of your praise. If it wasn't for God, where would you be? You know something? If somebody came to you and said to you, if you knew you could not fail, what would you be? I mean, man, you think about that. If you knew that you could not fail, what would you be? You know, when we start off as young kids, man, and somebody comes up to us and asks you, what you gonna be when you grow up? Since that came out of our mouths was incredible. I'm gonna be an astronaut. I'm gonna fly planes. I'm gonna go to the moon. I'm gonna own all these stores. We would say anything that we could think of. You know why? Because there was nothing in our head to stop us believing that what we were saying was true. It's amazing. A little boy the other day, he told me he wanted to be a big-time wrestler. Okay, I don't really see that, but that's what he said. Because in his mind, that there's a belief factor that he could one day be a big-time wrestler. Okay, now, who am I to say, you ain't going to be no big-time wrestler, you stop all that? I let him go. Because guess what? As long as he has the mindset to dream, as long as he has the mindset to believe, I'm not going to stop that. I'm hoping that his belief will change somewhere, but then I look at The Rock's success and all of that, and he became a wrestler, and his father was a wrestler, and his grandfather was a wrestler, and he's a fairly successful star right now, you know, so you never know where it's going to lead. But you, man, remember your answers when you were young. It is because you dealt with the belief system that it could come true if you just believed it.